finally today, let's take a hike.
Well, they say the Appalachian Trail is like life. You don't know what's ahead, you don't know what's going to happen next, but you give it your best shot. On that note, we go?
We go.
It's Robert Redford in the new movie A Walk in the Woods, based on writer Bill Bryson's trip on the Appalachian Trail. And with the film's release this month, trail officials expect to see a new troop of hikers hitting the Appalachian Trail.
But in Maine, at the north end of the Appalachian Trail in Baxter State Park, the newfound popularity of hiking is creating problems.
Officials at the park are worried about how more hikers will affect the park's natural wild state, especially after an ultramarathon runner ran the entire 2,100 miles of the trail and then celebrated on the park's famous Mount Katahdin by spraying champagne. His record run ended in 3 citations. Well, now Jensen Bissell, director of Baxter State Park, has asked if the Appalachian Trail should end elsewhere, and he joins us now. Jensen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Also with us is Ron Tipton, executive director of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. Ron, welcome to you.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be talking about this.
So, Jensen, briefly, if you could, why do you want to move the end of the trail?
Well, I'm not sure I want to move the end of the trail. That'd be something that would probably dismay everybody in the hiking community, including all of us at the park. But our numbers of AT hikers back as early as 1991 indicate there were about 360 folks that visited us that year. And last year, in 2014, there were well over 2,000 people. The model of the AT is really to constantly increase their use, combined with the National Park Service. On the park, we've limited hiker access to Katahdin because we are a large public trust, and that is really part of our trust mandate. So the trustees, or the Baxter State Park Authority, have been concerned about the experience of other people on Baxter Peak, the idea to have a wilderness experience. Baxter Peak is in the center of the park's wilderness, as well as protecting the very fragile and important and very rare habitats and plants and birds that live on Katahdin and around the peak. So as these numbers increase, if we look at a 600% increase since 1991, we're concerned about the future.
Well, Ron Tipton, what's your reaction to that then?
Well, as Jensen indicates, we certainly have a problem we have to address. You could say that in a way we're a victim of our own success. Right now, an estimated 3 million people hike on the Appalachian Trail every year. And more specifically, the number of long-distance hikers, including so-called thru-hikers that hike the entire trail in 1 year, has gone up steadily over the last 20 years. And this year, we could have as many as 1,000 people that finish the trail in 1 year. So we have this amazingly popular long-distance hiking trail. It's a unit of the National Park System. It's open to everyone. And yet at the same time, as Jensen points out, we have a very clear management issue at Baxter. And I think it's not just the number of hikers, but it's also hiker behavior, because I hiked the entire trail in 1978, and I know what a joy it is, what a moment it is in your life to get to Mount Katahdin. And you do want to celebrate, but there are ways that you can celebrate that moment that don't damage the resource,
right,
or disrupt other people's enjoyment of the trail.
Well, I'm seeing that Percival Baxter Jensen, as you had mentioned, donated the land because he wanted, part of his vision included keeping it forever wild and also not having the trappings of unpleasant civilization. It sounds like what Ron's talking about regarding how some people celebrate on the trail is exactly that, unpleasant and uncivilized. But Ron, I mean, that makes me wonder, like, is part of the solution here maybe hikers just doing a better job of policing each other and themselves?
Absolutely. I mean, our organization has been around for 90 years, and one of our most important responsibilities is educating hikers, talking to them about proper behavior and what they can expect when they get to Baxter State Park and Mount Katahdin. We need to do more of that, and we will, and we're in conversations with Jensen, with his staff, with other Maine conservation groups, so that we can avoid, as I think Jensen and the park would like to avoid, the possibility of closing the trail. I think we can get people to behave breathe better, understand what it's like to finish a 2,100-mile hike or a 100-mile hike in Baxter State Park and behave as you should and treat that place with the respect
right.
it deserves as a wilderness park.
Well, Jensen, we've just got about a minute to go here, and I'm curious. I mean, I understand and I totally respect your passion for maintaining, for preserving the original vision for the park, but as more and more hikers are expected to take to the trail, I mean, what's your ideal sort of balance between continuing to try to get people outdoors and onto the historic Appalachian Trail and preserving places like Mount Katahdin?
Well, balancing appropriate use in such a sensitive area is what we've been doing for a long time. And I'll tell you right now, it's never been an easy thing. Our characteristic as people is to want to do what we want to do. The only way to preserve these types of environments, though, in a way, in a manner that you and your grandchildren and their grandchildren can have the same experience is probably to be very careful with how much we use them. So the model of limited use that we've been using for over a quarter of a century is probably what has done the most to keep Katahdin wild.
Mm.
And it's going to be a real challenge for us to make sure that we hold on to that kind of a protection into the future.
Yeah. Well, Jensen Bissell is the director of Baxter State Park, home to the end of the Appalachian Trail and Mount Katahdin. Jensen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Ron Tipton, executive director of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. I see there's going to be an expected boost in the number of hikers once the Walk in the Woods movies comes out. So anyone listening who's going to take to the AT, respect the wild as well. Ron Tipton, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.